Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Where was Channel 14 News?
That was the University of Kansas campus.
Yeah, it was.
Television station.
We didn't even have that when I was in school.
And I was 19 years old.
Wow.
And Daniel found it. I gave it. I said, can you do something with this like a year ago? And he goes, oh, yeah, I will figure out.
Yeah.
I will figure out how to save that little nugget of greatness.
Taking the old VHS tape and then converting it into this modern digital technology.
Sam, do we have any more?
We're good.
No, we're
not. The Federal Aviation Administration says icy weather was the likely cause of a plane crash which killed two Wichita residents yesterday. The plane crashed yesterday afternoon trying to land at Wiley Post Airport in Oklahoma City. Witnesses say the plane crash scattered fragments of the plane all over a wide area.
I'm a little happy about
two
that.
Residents were the only two victims aboard the plane, and authorities are withholding their names pending notification of
and
relatives.
And they're dead.
And now they're,
a reported investigation is underway to determine whether or not NBA officials allegedly were involved in a scheme involving
fraud
travel
to the news.
Expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait, there was an NBA scandal back then?
Now, how far we've come? Full circle.
Hang on.
We've come full circle.
I'm going to rewind this tape.
Wow, a reported investigation is underway to determine whether or not NBA officials allegedly were involved in a scheme involving phony travel expenses.
Yeah, that's
the
not
Sunday
quite the
Oregonian
same
report, as many as 35 refs allegedly pocketed up to
$100,000
ending in the 1994 season.
Wow.
Your
allegedly
voice diction at that age was very good.
Thank you, Dan.
Very impressive.
Probably 19 years old.
A lot of pep.
At least one referee who didn't want to be identified says the league knew what was going on all along.
Oh!
They said that the higher travel reimbursements were a substitute for better pay.
Huh. Did he speak under condition of anonymity?
I do believe he spoke under condition of anonymity.
The best thing, I get a chuckle out of this, the VHS tape.
Mm-hmm.
Contains what we call your resume reel, and I digitized the whole thing. And when I got to the very end of the Dana Wright resume reel, it broke into some fuzz,
right,
like it used to, and then up pops Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh,
the movie he was in where he goes back to school.
It's called Back to School.
There you go.
1986.
You recorded your resume reel on top of a recording
of that
movie.
Because we were so poor back then, remember, Scott, you wouldn't go out and buy new VHS tapes.
No, you just would record over whatever you didn't want
anymore.
You would
put the piece of tape over the hole on the VHS tape that would allow you to re-record over
that, it. That is correct.
I know.
Thank you for joining us.
Dana,
that's the news at 5 o'clock. Join me again at 9 for more news, sports, and weather. Mm. Until then, I'm Dana Wright for TV 14 News.
With respect.
I can't get any respect around here.
None. Yeah. None.
I got no respect. This reminds me of when I was on 90.7 FM KJHK.
KJHK.
Middle of the night. Actually, Bill Glass and I had a show. We had a little talk show in the evenings. And do you think, and I understand it's just a TV laboratory, just like KJHK is a radio laboratory.
Yeah.
But I remember getting on the radio thinking, I mean, the whole campus is listening.
Oh, they're all hanging on every word.
Nobody was. Do you think you were broadcasting to an audience of maybe one?
Well, my professor, one. And my grandmother, two.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you weren't under any illusion that people are sitting around on their couch in their dorm, and they're like, all right, here comes Dana to give us the news.
No, but I want you to remember tonight. when you're home and you're scrolling right before bed, maybe you're on Facebook, you will start seeing stories about VHS tapes, because this is what happened. Dan and I talk about this. And then today my feed was flooded about people collecting old, but like unused, still in the package, VHS tapes.
They're out there.
That are now coming back around.
No, no, they're not.
Yet, Scott, I am telling you, one of the interviews that popped up this morning on my feed was Pete Davidson talking to Fallon or somebody. He goes out and buys like 5,000 online still in the box movies in the cellophane, right?
Okay.
Because like vinyl and to some extent like cassettes, people think the VHS tape is going to come back around.
Okay, so I can understand vinyl. Vinyl just has this rich, nostalgic sound.
Crackly.
A little crackly, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, it comes with the sleeve and the liner notes. And I used to
love the artwork.
I used to love getting a new vinyl when I was a kid and reading through the liner notes. I thought that was so cool. And I do not understand the return of the cassette, of which I still have many.
Sure.
It's nostalgia. It's kind of an esoteric thing because our digital world is so digital now. Everything is digital and computerized. That something that is analog and physical is kind of unique to the younger set.
See, go ahead, Sam.
You say that, but as a 28-year-old, I only had a few years of VHS before DVD took over.
Right.
Right? And so I still, like, hearing that fuzz in the background, I feel like a kid again. That's awesome.
2 years ago, a VHS copy of Back to the Future sold for $75,000.
Fools and their money are
easily
parted.
It was a sealed, near-mint condition 1986 VHS recording of Back to the Future.
The first one, though, right?
There was only one.
I was going to say, totally worth it if it's the first
one. Yeah, it was the original.
Okay.
It was the original.
$75,000?
Yeah, and you couldn't find a machine to play it in.
I still have a VHS machine. That's what I use to
clearly
transfer. Yeah, comes in handy.
Other highlights included a $50,000 original copy of Goonies. And $32,500 for Jaws.
And at this point, it's not whether or not you have a machine that will play it. It's whether or not you have a machine that will play it and then return it to you in one piece.
Yeah.
Be kind. Rewind.
That's right.
That tape gets stuck in the machine. And
I still have. I had a huge collection of cassettes up until about 2016.
I still do.
And how many do you have?
Oh, it's not that many.
Yeah.
I've probably got about 200, 250 cassettes.
So I got rid of hundreds and hundreds of cassettes, and I still have probably 40 or 50.
But they'd have to be in the packaging.
Well, to be worth anything.
To be worth anything.
These are sentimental. It's like a cassette my brother bought me for Christmas when we were little kids. Something that's extremely rare.
Yeah.
That I found somewhere in some bargain bin or whatever.
Do you remember back in the early 70s when your
parents... No, Dan, I was born in the early 70s.
I know. When your parents got the cassette recorder and they would record you as a child?
Oh, yeah.
I still have all those cassettes.
My mom has one somewhere of them interviewing me. They were like, tell me where you go to school. And I was like, my name is Dana. I go to school here. My best friend is Susie.
So here's what I'll do. One thing I do have at home on cassette is some very early newscasts that I did in my career. So you allowed us to embarrass you today.
A couple of octaves higher were we back then?
We were. We were. The Adam's apple had not grown in yet. And so what I will do is I'll go home tonight and I'll record them on my phone and I will play you like some of my early stuff from 1220 Country KOFO in Ottawa.
Oh,
can't
yeah.
wait to hear it. And one of the best things about Dana's resume reel there is it's a snapshot in time. What year was that?
94.
Okay.
It would have been 1994.
Because the outfit with the shoulder pads.
Oh, I had very aggressive shoulder pad game.
Are you sure it was 90? Because I graduated in 94, and we did not have a TV station.
I graduated high school in 92. And so that would have been my sophomore into my junior year when we were pretend newscasting. I wouldn't call it a television studio, Scott. It was more a room with one camera and a bad microphone.
It was a set.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Thank you for joining us. That's the news at 5 o'clock. Join me again at 9 for more news, sports, and weather. Until then, I'm Dana Wright for TV 14 News.
I mean, that's appointment television right there.
I love the
I'm going to need you buzz. To set an alarm.
I love the buzz. The crackle.
See, I would have been recording pieces with Bill Glass. You never said...
you and I never met I am so puzzled to this day. Because that was a small school. KU was a large school, but the school within the school was a small school.
It was.
And you guys don't have to dig up tapes to make fun of me because you've watched this horrible train wreck happen in real time.
In real time.
Right before our very eyes. 913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Today is a weird anniversary. It was 6 years ago today. 6 years ago today that the Chinese government recorded the first patient with COVID-19.
Patient zero.
Patient zero.
That we know of.
To this day, that person, their identity has remained a secret.
The theories of its origin has changed so many times in the last 6 years.
We wouldn't have even been paying attention to that at the time.
No, that would have been November of 2019.
We weren't really paying attention until college basketball.
Well, actually, no, I'm going to correct you on that if I can for just a minute. I remember Dan doing a newscast in January of that year.
Okay.
Of 2020, not 2019, 2020. And he mentioned COVID or coronavirus.
Or novel virus.
And I said, I don't understand. Why do they call it COVID? And he explained it at the time, and it escapes me at the moment, but coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. And then the number 19 was because that was the year that it was first discovered.
Oh, SARS. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, SARS-CoV-2-19.
Yeah.
I don't remember really, really paying attention until basketball started shutting down. I mean, like, we had heard of it. We saw what was going on. Mm-hmm. People over in Asia were wearing masks.
Well, people in Seattle were getting sick.
But I don't remember, like, sitting up, jaw on the floor, oh my God, this is bad. What is happening to our world until basketball?
So you and I had both booked trips to Cancun in successive weeks.
Yep.
And I remember going down. We flew down to Cancun, and we get into the hotel. And, you know, By now, it's on the horizon. We're aware that this might not be very good. And I remember we got down to Cancun in March of 2020. And I'm sitting in the hotel room, and this other woman was on the balcony talking to my mom on the phone. And I'm watching CNN International. And just literally on the ticker on the bottom of the screen, it just says, NCAA cancels March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR suspends season. Major League Baseball suspends season. I mean, it was just literally sports major. And we had just gotten to the hotel, hadn't even unpacked.
Nope.
And I screamed out, you know, I try not to cuss in front of my mom. I scream out, holy S. And what's her name comes in from the balcony and says, what's going on? And I said, they've literally just shut down America.
Yeah.
And we had thought about coming back early. I know you ended up coming back early.
I don't even like looking back at that time. I just don't. One of the last photos I have, you can go back into your cell phone, like look up that date in whatever for you that date was.
The day where, the joy died.
Yeah, you had a normal photo on this date, and then the right. date the day after that, we're all home and wearing masks and all that. And I've got a photo with Jack. We went to go watch KU play basketball, and we are in Allen Fieldhouse. We took a photo under the pay heed sign right outside of where the players rush in. And it was the next day all of my photographs changed. That was the last thing that we did before all hell broke loose.
Well, the chatter surrounding it started up in December of 2019 because we were getting stories of like, this is going to be bad. And we would laugh at it like, whatever. This is the next Ebola. Like, it's not coming here. Not laughing at it because those people were suffering because obviously we don't want people
laughing
suffering.
Laughing about Corona. I remember like you saying, why are we calling it Corona?
It's not going to come here. And then sure enough.
Here we are.
I know. It is amazing when I go back over that time in my life. You know, photos tell everything, as you know. And I look through the photo section of my phone, how few pictures I took.
I know.
I think there's one of me, and literally, I think maybe during the whole course of that, the rest of that year from March on, I think I may have taken three or four photographs. One was a picture of my entire family, my brother and his family, my mom, standing out in my mom's driveway. Everybody's wearing masks. We used to have what we called COVID Sundays, where we would get together in my mom's garage with the door open.
Right.
She would sit on the far end of the garage.
6 feet apart.
And we would all sit near the entrance to the garage. And she would, you know, everybody was masked up, and she would bring out the food. And
I'm just stressed out thinking about it. I don't even like to talk about it. I'm like sitting here biting my fingernails.
And the only other picture I have is, and I know I sent this to you and Sam, is one where my hair was as long as it had been since I was a freshman in college, because I couldn't get my hair cut.
And nobody got an air.
I want to know what gods we have angered that Taco Tuesday falls on Cinco de Mayo, and the whole thing is ruined by a virus named after a Mexican beer.
That's right.
The great Tom Kane.
I remember. Back when we were still laughing before we knew what was about to hit.
Anyway, today was the day, 6 years ago today, that the first person was identified as being infected with COVID-19.
When we get back, several NBA players asked, or NBA adjacent officials asked, to hand over their cell phones.
It's getting worse. By the way, did you hear he's going to be headlining the halftime show for the Kansas City Chiefs-Dallas Cowboys game on Thanksgiving Day?
Love it.
Post Malone. Post Malone is doing the halftime show. The game will air on Channel 5 at 3:30 on November 27th, which, of course, is Thanksgiving. It will obviously be in Dallas.
By God, we better win.
Oh, keep winning. We have to win.
Keep winning? Oh, you mean
losing? We got to win. I don't even want to think about it.
They're 5-5, Dana.
I know, Scott.
We can go back to talking about COVID-19.
Anyway, the halftime performance showcases the start of the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign, an annual holiday fundraiser for families in need. Last year, that campaign, by the way, generating $100 million nationwide. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
How far and deep does the ne'er-do-welling go, Scott?
Deep. Very deep.
The NBA has asked for the cell phones from the Lakers and other teams in their investigation into the illegal gambling scheme that we've been covering here for a couple of weeks. The NBA is reportedly seeking cell phones and other property from multiple teams as part of its investigation into illegal sports gambling. LA Lakers assistant trainer Mike Mancias and executive administrator Randy Mims each have close ties to superstar LeBron James, by the way, have reportedly already cooperated in handing over their cell phones to an outside law firm, which has been contracted by the NBA to help carry out its wider investigation.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Investigators from the law firm that is conducting this investigation are expected to target Lakers players as Jones. Who's Jones? Damon Jones. A former teammate and close confidant with LeBron James had special access to the team.
The Department of Justice has listed 7 NBA games that saw high-stakes wagers after non-public information was disclosed to gamblers. And I ask you again, how are they going to stop that, Scott? Let's say Sam plays in the NBA.
Can you imagine if LeBron James? I'm not saying he did anything wrong, but
they're all friends. And so let's say this is my example. Let's say Sam plays for the NBA, and we're all friends. Okay. And so we go out to lunch, and he mentions he sprained his ankle.
I got a tickly throat. I might be sick tomorrow.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Like, who knows?
Players have friends. They have friends within the organization. Mm-hmm. They have friends outside of the organization. And remember, the NFL released a very stern letter to its organization about a week and a half ago that said, a reminder, you are not to share any insider information with non-NFL people. And that includes like your mother to some extent, if it's going to affect the game. How are you going to stop it? Everyone has relatives that play sports. Everyone has friends that play sports. So if I tell you I don't feel good, I think I'm coming down with the flu.
I happen to be at Thanksgiving dinner with you.
There
Dana,
you go.
Right?
Yep.
And you're in the WNBA.
Yep.
And you and I are cousins. And I couldn't help but notice that you seem to be coughing a lot.
Yep.
Complained about having an upset stomach.
Yep.
And you have a game tomorrow.
I'm wearing a mask because I don't know. Maybe I have strep throat. You know, like, how are they going to stop that? Because then everyone at that Thanksgiving table, theoretically, goes and tells one person, hey, I would put money on this versus this because this person isn't well. How are they going to stop the telephone operator chain of personal information when everyone in every sports league has friends?
Well, and how do you prove that it wasn't just I'm telling you about my life and it was done with a nefarious reason, right? So you tell your friends, or you're at that, to use that Thanksgiving analogy, you're at that Thanksgiving table and you're coughing. There is no theory there that you were coughing to tell them, hey, you could make a lot of money betting, right? So where do you draw that line between, mm-hmm. I just texted my mom that I'm feeling kind of sick, mm-hmm. or I texted my mom I'm feeling kind of sick because I know she's about to start a telephone game with 75 other people so they can make 12 grand.
I cannot anticipate the actions of people that are close to me that I tell them how I'm feeling, is what you're saying. I can't be responsible nor expected to anticipate what they might do.
Because with some of the cases we've seen so far, they were blatantly obvious. Hey, I'm going to be pulling myself out of the game in the third quarter. You better bet the under.
Another game the DOJ mentioned was a Portland Trailblazers-Chicago Bulls matchup back on March 24th. The day after Rozier, who's the guy at the center of all this, played 9 minutes, and a co-conspirator, an NBA coach at the time, allegedly told a longtime friend that the Blazers would be, quote, tanking that night for a better draft pick and would sit some of the team's best players, okay? So now we, according to the DOJ, we have a coach.
Well, that would have to have been Chauncey Billups.
Right, that told somebody, We're not going to throw the game, but we're going to tank because we'd rather have a higher draft pick. Okay, so then everyone goes and places
but
money.
But that doesn't make any sense because the NBA uses a lottery to determine their top, what is it, 8 picks, 7 picks?
But you get favorite. I think
you get more balls in the
The theory is you get more favoritism if you're the worst team in the league.
Yeah, you get more balls in the tumbler the worse your team is. I get that.
It's interesting, too, that they're requesting the cell phones not just from players but from team employees.
But again, just telling somebody, hey, they're going to tank this game because they suck, If you're not doing it for profit, you're not trying to manipulate the system.
But if one person tells one person that then goes and wagers, Sam, then that person tells 20 people, that's how the red flags start popping up that that's weird. All of these people put money on this weird bet that we have not seen up to this point.
But to Sam's point, I think, and correct me if I misstate what you were trying to say, if I'm Chauncey Billups, okay, and I'm the head coach of the Trailblazers, and I'm having dinner with a friend of mine from high school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, we're gonna play tomorrow night, but you know, I'm probably gonna tank this game. We need a higher draft pick. I really want so and so, right?
Okay.
I'm not telling you that, hoping that you go out and make money off what I just told you.
There's no intent of ne'er-do-wellism.
Correct.
Does it matter within the league? Would you would full well know that person then could go out and place a bet, Scott? That's what the NFL is saying. We don't want you talking to anybody about it.
Well, and the NFL is doing a CYA maneuver.
It is proprietary information general public does not have access to that information, then you should not be sharing it over dinner.
So the general public would have information over who's hurt, who's not hurt, are they questionable, are they going to play, are they not going to play. That stuff is always made available pre-game.
Not 2 days before the game.
But, yeah, oh, absolutely. But what's not made available pre-game is, I'm going to tank this game tonight, I'm not even going to play my starters, which, by the way, would be horribly obvious that you're tanking a game on purpose, and you'd probably get fined for that, for tanking a game.
Yeah, they don't appreciate that. They want the best possible product.
Who is former player and coach Damon Jones?
Damon Jones, I'm trying to remember what team he was on.
It's Lakers. So ESPN is claiming today that the administrators we're talking about are among a dozen staff members who've been contacted with access to the Lakers, okay?
Damon Jones is part of the original indictment.
Okay, in a recent twist to the investigation, former player and coach Damon Jones was accused by federal prosecutors of selling non-public injury information.
There we go.
About Lakers players to gamblers during the 2022-23 and 2023-24 seasons.
Damon,
so what we're just talking about, talking over dinner that, hey, just between you and me, so-and-so is injured, he's accused of selling that information.
That's a problem.
Damon Jones, by the way, played for the Cavaliers for 3 years, LeBron, and then Miami Heat, LeBron.
See, the way I read this story, and this is from the New York Post if you want to check it out, they seem to be circling around LeBron James.
Because Jones is accused of leaking the injury information about LeBron James to gamblers in that 2022-2023 season.
But why are they seizing their cell phones all of a sudden?
Because they were friends and they want to know what information LeBron gave to Damon.
Who knew? Now, LeBron is going to say, I didn't know he was selling my injury report under the table before it was public. He's going to say, I didn't know. The investigators are saying, we want to see everybody's cell phones.
We need proof.
We need proof.
What are they supposed to do? Just sequester themselves for 20 weeks of the year?
That's
if it's
fair.
The NBA, it's all but 2 months of the year.
That's fair, Sam.
The NBA season goes ridiculously long.
That's why I'm asking, how are they going to stop it? You have friends.
This all feels like a whole lot of CYA.
Yeah. But we're just spitballing here. I have no evidence nor proof of anything that LeBron James did or did not do. But can you imagine if he gets caught up in this scandal?
You mean the biggest player of a professional sports league getting caught up in a betting scandal?
Exactly.
Never seen that one before.
Exactly.
Shohei?
No.
Interpreter?
Well, that's not his fault.
It was the interpreter, but he was caught up in it.
He's not going to have anything to do with this. This is going to be those around him because they were friends who knew. Like privately, Scott, with... Like, you call me this morning and say you're not feeling well. Like, people have friends and discuss health matters every day, whether you're in the NBA or NFL or whatever.
For example, if I get COVID, let's say I'm LeBron James, right?
Yes.
I get
COVID test comes back positive.
No. COVID's too strong because he would not be allowed to play at all. I'm LeBron James. You're my coach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wake up this morning, I'm not feeling good, I've got a fever, but I call up coach and say, hey, I'm not 100%. I'm going to try to make the game today.
Yeah,
I'm
but
do,
I don't
I'm,
know.
I'm going to do. I'm going to do some Theraflu. I'm going to hydrate. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm hoping to make the game tonight. I mean, you have to tell people.
Coach tells his wife. Wife tells her friend. Friend tells her husband. Now here we are with people making bets on this stuff. That's what I'm asking. How do you stop that when it's just everyday conversation that you would have with your coach or that you would have with a friend?
I got to know what this relationship was like between LeBron and this Damon Jones character. Was it like 9 years later and LeBron's like, dude, I played with this guy for four seasons. Why is he calling me every day?
Why does he want to know how my ankle feels?
LeBron picks up the phone. He's like, what's up, Jones? How you doing? And he's like, oh, how you feeling today? LeBron, are you feeling good? What, you playing the whole game
you
or half?
Fever,
what
do you
think?
You?
Third quarter, we're going to pull out. What do you think, LeBron?
913-586.
Leave me alone, Damon.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I cannot believe that this movie is 40 years old.
Yeah. You're old.
I know. I'm getting any younger.
What movie?
Back to the Future. This was the theme song.
I knew that. I'm dumb. Ignore me.
Want to go back in time? It's a core. I want to go back in time. Chris in Overland Park. Chris, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hey, it will be interesting to see what they do to today's athletes compared to what they did to, and I'm going to point out, Pete Rose.
Banned for life.
Yes, exactly. Banned for life, banned from the Hall of Fame, banned for everything.
And did he bet, if memory serves, Scott, help me, did he bet on his own games?
Never bet on his own.
It was other games, right?
That is correct.
Then to Chris's point, why is this any different?
And by the way, Pete Rose is no longer banned from Major League Baseball. Now, he's dead.
I know.
So
it's posthumous.
He can't, yeah, that's correct. He can be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I think that's highly unlikely. But he always contended that he never, and he was the manager of the Reds at the time where these bets took place. He always contended that he never, ever, I don't want to say didn't bet on the Reds, but never bet on them to lose. Never took the under on his own team. But I want to say that he claimed he never bet on the Reds. He would bet on other teams. And if that's true, then I think he does belong in the Hall of Fame.
I also think that you should be allowed to bet on your team to win.
Yeah, I don't know why that would even be a problem.
The problem is if you make the water murky, the sharks will swim.
Yeah, man.
And they thought they had perfectly clear water with the betting stuff up until now, and it's obviously we're learning.
I don't know that they thought the water was clear up to now. I think if you ask most people, they were like, we were all sort of concerned that this was going to happen. Don't you think?
Well,
with
the underbets, I think they all knew this.
Underbets are a problem.
Yes,
I'm actually surprised that the leagues have not
betting on
these.
Someone to fail is a problem because you can control failure.
I can fail.
Yes,
I can't guarantee success.
The problem then for the sports book is that there's no leverage. They will lose every single time.
Yeah.
If you only have the over option and they go over,
there is no under.
Where are you getting that money from? You didn't have anybody betting the under.
That's a great point, Sam. That is a great point. Because, when it comes to the game, for example, tonight, it's the 49ers, and I can't remember who they're playing tonight. But if I'm a bettor and I take the under and I know the coach, he can make sure that I win. Or he can correct. He can come really close to making sure that I win.
Or any solo player that is a ball handler.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically.
Cowboys Raiders. Snore.
Cowboys Raiders.
I thought T told me that the 49ers are playing tonight too.
I don't know. When we get back, can we talk about O.J. Simpson? I can't.
We can talk about it right now. We've got like 3 minutes.
I take huge exception to the use of the word justice in one of the stories that I saw about this today. So the Goldman family is finally going to get some sort of claim from the Simpson estate.
Mm-hmm. You want to say this till after the time?
I think it's a $58 million claim. I don't think they're going to get $58 million, nor are they ever going to have justice because a jury denied them that.
Actually, I think they, based on my just glance reading of this story, I think the Goldmans might actually get all this money.
I hope they do.
Keep in mind, it was originally a $33 million judgment, but with interest over the last 30 years.
What about Nicole's family?
I don't know. A growing share of lower-income Americans are struggling to get by financially as their wages fail to keep up with inflation, according to a new report. This is from CBS News. Roughly 29% of lower-income households are living paycheck to paycheck. That is up slightly from 2024 and 2023, according to Bank of America.
That seems low.
That 29% of lower-income Americans are living paycheck to paycheck?
I would have thought it was more than that, especially if you're going to put the caveat in of lower-income Americans.
In 2025, nearly a quarter of all U.S. households lived paycheck to paycheck. Several factors explain why many people are falling behind. First, the nation's inflation rate this year has edged up to an annual rate of 3% after dipping to 2.3% in April. The rise in consumer prices this year is well below their pandemic-era peak of 9.1%, but remains above the target rate of 2%. Second, the cost of groceries and other essentials is continuing to rise as lower-wage workers see their paychecks and their purchasing power stagnate. Let's see if there's a third.
See, and that last one surprises me because I buy the same exact groceries every single week, every single week. And it got all the way up to $180, $210 per trip. And I'm down to like $135, $140 per trip. It must be just the store that I go to.
That's just the eggs, Sam.
Well,
those prices have come down.
Beef's gone way up.
You know what we shouldn't do is, I don't know, offer struggling people a 50-year mortgage. Yes, that is in our stack today. We're aware. The 50-year, what could possibly go wrong with a 50-year mortgage?
913-586-7798. Dan has the news. In 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.